Okay, let's get started with Zvachim Daf Pei Zayin. Zvachim Pei Zayin, we are on Pei Vav Amid Beis. We'll start at the second to last line. On Pei Vav Amid Beis, let's remember what we have been talking about. The Mishnah said on yesterday's Daf, this whole parak is about Mizveach Makadesh Asaroylo. If something goes on top of the Mizveach, even if it is Pasol, the halacha is that it does not come down in most cases, right? As long as it is Psula Bakodesh, and the, according to Rashi, Tosfos, exactly what that means. Let's go with Rashi's pshat, that the psul took place within the Azara. So then, it is niskadish enough that if it's on the Mizbeach, even though it's pasul, it does not come down. What if it's on the Mizbeach and then it fell down, and then it's gonna, it comes back up. So we'll see whether that's appropriate for it to go back up, as we will see. But yesterday's daf, spoke about also that what if an aver falls off the mizbeach, right, is being burned, not a pasul aver, just a varm upadarim that is supposed to be burned. So the Mishnah said on yesterday's daf, a varm shapakul miagabi amizbeach, a varm that fell off, that shot off, burst off. So it depends when, kodem chatzos, if it fell off before chatzos, so then you have to put it back, and there's still me'ila. Why? It does not have the status yet of burned, of ne'echal, of nisraf, and therefore there's still a mitzvah to put it back. That's the mitzvah, hekdor chalav mevarim. If it was after chatzos, it fell off, so then chatzos already gave it the status of ne'echal. It's already considered what Chazal call na'asis mitzvaso, and therefore there's no more me'ila. Right? The Gemara talks about it in a few places. We had it already once in this Pesachta, that there are a few exceptions to the rule, that even after na'asis mitzvaso, there is still an isser of a me'ila. But here not, here is the regular rule, that if it fell off after chatzos, so then the Mishnah said, lo yachzir and ein mo'alin bahen. As Rashi says there on the Mishnah, dahavi lehu kim me'uchalin. It is like me'uchal, and therefore one does not have to put it back, and there's no more me'ila. So what about this case? Ask the Gemara, starting off now. Itmar. Second to last line. Pirshu konum chatzos vechzir anachar chatzos. What if it fell off the mizbeach? Let's say we're talking about shiririn, right, which was the first word back on this amud. Certain types of hardened limbs fell off before chatzos, so it was not called ne'echal yet in halacha, and hechzir anachar chatzos. Right, again, remember, this chiluk of lefnei and la'achar, lechora, does not have to do with how burned it is. Does have to do with the reality of, is it really gecholim already or not? Because it's before and after chatzos. We'll have to see if that makes a difference. Be'ezus Hashem in a few minutes. But the halacha here is a halachic status. At chatzos, it gets a certain halachic status, no matter how burned it is. So, pirshu kodeh chatzos, if it fell off before chatzos, so you should return it. It's not ne'echal yet. But ne'echal with an ayin. Ve'achzir anachar chatzos. And then you put it back after chatzos. So now what? It was not on the mizbeach at the time of chatzos. So does that make a difference? So first version of the Gemara, that makes a big difference. It is not considered ne'echal, because it wasn't on the mizbeach at chatzos. So the question is, so when does it become ne'echal? When do you have to wait till? When, if it falls off beforehand, do you have to again put it back? So machlokas, Rabba amar chatzos sheni achaltan. Rabba says, you have to wait till the following chatzos, the second night. And therefore, and only that chatzos is going to make it considered ne'echalin. Meaning, let's say you put it back on the mizbeach, and then it falls off again before chatzos sheni. You have to put it back again at 2 o'clock in the morning on the following night, because the second chatzos is now the new time that is going to be machshavit ne'echal. Rav Chisda Amar no, Amud Hashachar Ochaltan. Rav Chisda says the first morning, the first Amud Hashachar, that will be machshavit. So again, if you put it back on the mizbeach before Amud Hashachar, and it's there by Amud Hashachar, you're done, right? There's no need to do anything more if it would come off. So what are the svaras? Amri Bei Rav, my time at Rav Chisda. What is the reason for Rav Chisda? Why does Rav Chisda say that Amud Hashachar Ochaltan, that the first morning is what's machshavit to be considered ne'echal, as follows? If chatzos, in generally, ain osa lina, does not create lina, does not create the psul of lina, right? When do I have to burn a chatos or an asham, right? Which is day one. Only in the morning. That's lina. Lina osa ichol. We also have the lashon of lina elsewhere, right? We have the mitzvah of lina, but that's not what it's talking about here, but it's the same idea. The mitzvah of lina is that whenever somebody brings a karba, they're not allowed to leave the base of mikdash that day. You have to sleep over. You have to sleep over and leave the next morning. Right? Everybody thinks they're going to run out on Motzoi Chag and beat the traffic. No, we're all going to leave in the morning. And it's, and I don't know if that's part of the nes, that there's not going to be any traffic, that the streets of the roads of Yerushalayim are going to stretch, and they'll, you know, on the way there, on the way back, not just the lo haya adam lachadayor tzarli hamakom sha'alim liYerushalayim. So we'll figure out that we'll see how when that how much that expands. But either way, so if chatzos she'ein osa lina, chatzos though does not create lina for a karban to passel it. Osa ichol, but it does create the status of ichol, as we mentioned. Amra shachar she'osa lina, so that first morning that does create lina, that creates the psul in karbanos that makes it nosar. Eino din she'osa ichol, so surely it should create ichol. The kal v'chomer, and that's the svara for Rav Chisda. Why amra shachar? It's interesting. The Gemara only asks about Rav Chisda, as if Rabba is pashut. Says Rabba, the first chatzos does it. So if you miss the first chatzos, you should go to the next chatzos. That's obvious. We might have thought, no, you go by the first important, significant time on the calendar. But no, the Gemara doesn't ask about Rabba's Shita. They think, the Gemara thinks that's a Davar Pasha. So we have Rav Chisda Svara. So that's if it fell off before Chatzos and they put it back on after Chatzos. What about Pirshu Kodem Chatzos, Dechziran La'achar Amur HaShachar? I put it on after the morning already. So then what? Then for sure, the Amur HaShachar, the first Amur HaShachar is too late. It wasn't on the Mizbeach then. So then you have the following machlokas. Rabba Amar, same shita. Chatzos Sheni Achaltan. Rabba says, well, you haven't gotten to the second significant time yet. The Chatzos Sheni is going to be machshiv it ne'echal. And therefore, you still have that. You're still going to have that in front of you, and that will be making ne'echal. Rav Chisda Amar, ein bohem ichul la'olam. Rav Chisda says, if you missed the first Chatzos, and you missed the Amur HaShachar, so then this carbon loses its defining moment in terms of halachic status. So you might have thought, which might make, if we think about the svara for this shita of Rav Chisda, and that is the every carbon has a certain time. And once that time ends for that day, it's over, right? There's no other significant time from a later time in the following day, right? Like we know there's no tashlumin for a karban. Remember the Gemara in the Brachas, beginning of the fourth parak, right? Even if tefillah you can make up karbanas, you miss the day, avar zmano, batal karbano, right? Literally. And so, there's no next day. So how do you give it ne'echal status? So Rav Chisda says, if you miss the times of the day, it has to be the physical status. The physical dimension, not just the halachic dimension. And therefore, you have to mamish make it deshen. You have to mamish make it into coals in order to say nasis mitzvaso. See Rashi, ein bam ichol olam, fourth line. V'chol shepokin, if it falls off, if it bursts off, yachzir molam ahead, ad sheyasu deshen. So it mamish becomes ashes, because there's no halachic time that's going to have any effect anymore, and therefore you have to wait for the physical reality of deshen. So that's the first version of the machlokas, that you go by Chatzos Rishon, Chatzos Sheni, or Amor HaShachar. It says the Gemara Maskevler of Yosef. Rav Yosef says, wait a minute. Uman Lemelon, the Chatzos Berosh HaMizbeach, Mashviluhu Icho. Who says, the whole assumption of the last 10 lines of the Gemara, the status the Mizbeach is going to give it is only if it's on the Mizbeach. Chatzos is only going to give it, or Amor HaShachar is only going to give it that status if it's on top of the Mizbeach during that time. Dilma kol hecha de mashkecha lehu mashkelu ichol. Maybe even if it was on the Mizbeach, and now it burst off the Mizbeach, maybe the time could still be machshev and give it that status. Why does that stuff be on the Mizbeach? And the Gemara says, Shalchum mitam, hilchaz agrav Yosef. The Gemara says that hilchaz doesn't here mean halacha, but it means we accept that svara of Rav Yosef. So it doesn't have to be on the Mizbeach. It's Marnami, Amr B'chia Bar Abba. Pirshu Kodem Chatzos, Dechziran Acher Chatzos. Where Rav Abba says it too. If you didn't put it back on at Chatzos, it still is already considered Ne'echal. Lo Nehenin, Vilo Ma'alin. One L'chachil is not allowed to get Hana'ah, but there is no Isser of Me'ilo with Asha Me'ilos and adding on a Chomesh. So we see that though these time periods could even affect, even if it is not on top of the Mizbeach. We'll get back to that. Let's just continue for a moment. V'chein tana bar kapara. Pir shekodem chatzos v'achzirin la'achar chatzos, yotzin midei me'ila. There is no more yisur me'ila. So we're left though with one question. So what was that original machlokas about waiting for the next day? If the time period works automatically, so what is the second, what are Rabba and Rav Chisda arguing about? Amalei Rav Pavli Abaya. V'chein me'archa de sholchum mitam. Hilchaz agrav Yosef. So once we learn from Eretz Yisrael, Halacha like Rav Yosef, Yerachim Barav Avchei Tani Bar Kapara, Rav of Rav Chizda my plea. So what's the machlokas about between Rav and Rav Chizda? If you, even if it's on the floor, the first chatzos, that would affects it. So Amar Lei Bishemenim. What if you have a very fatty piece of meat or limb? Meat for a bun for an ola and a chalev and others for the other kabbana shmeinim, right? What's the Yisur Rashi? Bishmeinim afilu hukshu lo havi ichul. Even if it hardened, it won't have ichul yet. Deshomnan ma'akvan mile asos deshen. So again, according to this view, the physical does have an effect on the halachic. Even if the halacha wants to be machshavit nechal, if it's really fatty, juicy, and it's not deshen yet, so that prevents it from getting the status of nasas mitzvaso. You still have to burn it. That's the hector chalavim evarim. And when it's very fatty, you have to wait, and therefore, that's the machlokas. When do you wait until? The Sfasemis discusses, how long does one have to wait? What about the second day? Is it still fatty then? Right? So he said it must be talking about a case where it was fatty on the first day, but the second day, by the second night, it was already dried out. So therefore, you wouldn't have to wait, beyond that. So Gemara here mentions lo nanin velo malin. Right? But go ahead, and therefore, once you put it back, there's no more me'ila, even though you shouldn't get benefit from it. So the pashas, most of the time that in the Gemara, when it says that phrase, lo nanin velo malin, it means, as Rashi says here, there's an issa derabanan. Lo nanin usually means derabanan. Right? There's no me'ila da'oraisa, but there is, Mi'ila, or an Isser Durabanan, in this context. Tosfos though here says, no, Tosfos comes up with a Chiddush. Lo Nehenin, Tosfos says, Rabbeinu Ayim Afaresh, Min HaTorah. It's an Isser Da'oraisa of being Neheneh, even though it's not Mi'ila. It's a different Isser. Right? It's still subject. It's still Hekdish, and it's not Na'asis Mitzvaso yet, but not enough, or maybe it is Na'asis Mitzvaso, but there's still an Isser of being Neheneh, after something is nasas mitzvaso, because it still has the status of hektish. Kivan sheheim lachmo shel mizbeach. Like the lashon that we had 2 days ago in the Gemara, the beginning of the parak, once something is lachmo shel mizbeach, so then you have a mitzvah to be machter it, you have to burn it. But here's an example of hektish without the isra of me'ila. There are examples like this. Something that is hektish, but there's no isra me'ila. Well, we know certain kachet kalim, are not subject. What if, once it's going to be eaten, so you might not be able to get benefit from it. Still considered mishulchan gavoa kazachu, but it's not meila. See, here's another example. Mikamakom yasidei meila tekiva dechatzos ochlam nasis mitzvasam v'lo chazer bohem meila. So the isra meila would not apply, even though it is the araisa. What's the root of the issue here? So again, there are examples elsewhere of this, but the Briska Rav is quoted in a couple of svarim about what is this machlokas? What is this machlokas about? Tosfos sovrim shemachatzos ose ichul haynu rakshin iskayim v'nigmar b'em chovas haktara. Right? What does it mean? Chatzos ose ichul. You had a mitzvah. You had a mitzvah to be machter. You did the mitzvah. It doesn't remove its status. Aval mikol makom calls man sheish behem mamish adayim bnei haktarahim v'ebalach zira lo poka behem shem haktara v'na'asu lachmo shel mizbeach. You have no chiyuv of haktara anymore, but it still has the status, and therefore it is subject as lachmo shel mizbeach shel inyan ze ein omrim chatzos ose ichol lazo says haniktar le'eno bar haktara klal. It's still a bar haktara b'cheftza. It's just that the mitzvah haktara of the gavra is finished. And that's why there's no mi'ila. The assumption is that mi'ila goes by the mitzvah saktara and not by the status of the item. While Rashi would say no. Rashi says that chatzos ose ichol means the item b'chefza is not a bar haktara anymore. It's done. Not only the chovas gavra doesn't exist anymore, but the item is finished. Na'asis mitzvaso. That lashon always goes on the chefza. Na'asis. Why doesn't it say kiyamti? Right, Nasis, so that's why both would kick in, and that's why it would only be an Isser Drabana. There is the mystery, as we mentioned in the past, that there's no Beferish Pasuk in the Torah for the Isser Me'ila. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, Lo Timol. Right, the Pasuk in Parshat Vayikra talks about Asha Me'ilos. If Me'ila is committed, so then I have a mitzvah to bring a carbon asham, one of the ashamos, one of the five ashamos, and to bring a chomesh, right? But that's just a pasuk about what happens if it's done. There's no isser. Similar, again, a couple of times, you have to study each of these sugyas separately, just like the isser of Hezek, Right? The Isra of Hezek is also not Mefurish. It says in the Torah, don't wound, and don't kill, and don't steal twice, right? Whatever you call it, want to call theft, lo tignov, lo sigzol. It's all of these, but it does not say anywhere, lo tazik. And that's the first sugya when one learns Baba Kama. You know, how does one know this? So all the different suggestions, v'ato recha kamocha, and lefnei iver, and maybe it's the mitzvah of dayanim, right? The stipler, any time that if I would go ask the judges and they would tell me I can't do it, it must be that's aser. Right, so many different suggestions, but the question at the end of the day still really stands. The question is better. Why doesn't it just say it? Right, lo tazik. So it's focusing on the hefsid mamon, more on the maisa hezek, all different suggestions given. But again, it's another example where the Torah does not say something beferish, even though we know it's aser. We know it's aser. The question is, why didn't the Torah just say it beferish? So here too, at the end of Parshas Vayikra, right, it does not say what the iser of asham. You just go through the psukim. In Parak Hay, right at the end of the section of Ashamos, Nefesh Kitim Ol Ma'al. When you do Me'ila, Bechatabish Kalkami Kachi Hashem, Fevias Hashemol Hashem. This is what you do. This is what you do. Kind of like, if you lend money, Im Kesef Tal Vesamli, you have to pay back. If you violate. So again, obviously we know it's Usser, and there's a big discussion in the Achronim. Is it a type of gezel of mikdash? Or is it bizayon hektish? But either way, that's one of the mysteries also, that it's not mafurish. Okay, but we have a machlokas here, Rashi and Tosas, about Araisa or Durabana. Let's continue next sugya, right in the middle. Ba'amine Rava me Rava. Rava asks Rava. Lina mo'eles berosho shal mizbeach, o ena mo'eles berosho shal mizbeach. Does Lina have an effect? Again, what is lina? Lina means something is nosar. If I left something over, a carbon, and I didn't eat it, it becomes nosar in the morning, and it's pasul. What about this case? What if something is on top of the mizbeach? Does it become pasul? Something becomes pasul when it's off the mizbeach at chatzos. What if it's on the mizbeach? Up until now, this parak has talked about if something pasul went on the mizbeach, is the mizbeach collate, so now it has to be burned, and if it falls off, you put it back. Maybe you put it back. Maybe you don't put it back. But while it's on the mizbeach, it's possible maybe it stays there. This is a different question. If it was kosher and it's on the mizbeach, does the mizbeach keep its hechsher going longer? Maybe it's not nifsal belina if it's on top of the mizbeach. That's this question. Lina mo'eles broshesh on mizbeach. Does lina take effect and it becomes nosar and possible even if it's on top of the mizbeach? O eina mo'eles berosh hashal mizbeach, or does it not have an effect berosh hashal mizbeach? And the Reb Chaim quotes, and a number of svarim quoted, maybe it's like the seder of the lechem aponim, right? The bread on the lechem aponim does not become nifsal; is there for a week, right? It's not only magically kept fresh and soft a week later when they take it off every Shabbos, but they put it on every Shabbos, and they bake it every Friday, and they switch it, so it doesn't become nifsal, balina, it's there for a whole week. So just like Sidur, the Shulchan does it, so maybe here, maybe once it's on the Mizbeach, Reb Chaim's Lashon is, it's Haschalas Haktara. You already started the mitzvah like Sidur HaShulchan, and therefore it's on the Mizbeach, so it's not going to become Nifsal. Not going to become Nifsal. That's what it should be looked at. So that's the question of Lina Mo'elis. Interesting, another one of the Achronim also uses the term of Tchilas Haktara. And once it's on. The Mikdash David in Dalet Hay. Mikdash David in Dalet Hay also uses this language. U'b'chol ha'psulim, shim alu lo yerdu. Ha-carbon pasul ve'ena moratza klal. By all psulim, if it went up, it doesn't come down. V'afim ala al mizbeach shihu kasher. V'achar kach nifsal. What if it became pasul up there? Kagon shenit ba-carbon pasul ve'ena moratza. Chutz milon ala mizbeach. De'ika man da'amar, that's our suffix. De'ein lina mo'elis brosh ha-shal mizbeach ve'eno nifsal klal. U'plug teperach ha-mizbeach makadesh. V'zeo dafka b'rosh ha-shal mizbeach. So this is the context where he says it. It's only if he's on the top of the Mizbeach, is this a question of the Gemara. Maybe the top of the Mizbeach prevents it from becoming Pasul. Avagav de le'inyin im o'alo yerid, call him Mizbeach Shavah. Even though, let's say, if it's on the ramp, then that might be enough for im o'alo yerid. But for the Halacha, the potential of ein lina mo'eles, it's only if it's on top. Ach le'inyin de lo toa lina b'ina davka rosh hashal Mizbeach. Why? Why don't you go by the Kevesh and by the Sovev? And you can only say that on top. if you already started doing what you're supposed to be doing, the mitzvah haktorah, then it's possible that lina wouldn't affect. The ha'ala'a l'rosh ha'shom izbeach, t'chila sakravahi. Exactly what Reb Chaim said. Because I'm reading, b'perek ha'lam anachas, bo'os matzah, d'ibayla b'chul, and he continues. Only if it's on top. Alma d'chashav sh'rosh ha'mizbeach, k'ilu nikrav. Zodafka b'rosh ha'mizbeach, shehu makom haktara. Right, if it's on the side, so then it is not good enough. What about one more step? Even if it's on top of the mizbeach, it might not even be every space on top of the mizbeach. What if it's somewhere in between the fires? Is that good enough? So that you don't have to wait for the Mikdash David. That's a Rashi. That's a Rashi. Sometimes when we do a Rashi ala Torah, we don't appreciate what we're doing. We're flying through Mavra Sedra, but unless we like get it through the Torah Sheval Peh that we're doing, and maybe the Gemara, then we're like, oh, that's what Rashi means. Right? Rashi, back in Mishpatim, Perachav Gimel, the end of Parsh Mishpatim, towards the end, right before Shishi. Lo Sizbach al Chamitz Dam Zivchi. We know the Isser of Shechting a carbon Pesach when we have chametz in our house. V'lo yolin chelev chagi ad boker. And I'm not allowed to leave over chelev chagi ad boker. Rashi says, what does that mean? V'lo yolin chelev chagi ad boker. Chutz la mizbeach. You're not allowed to leave something outside the mizbeach, right? Ad boker. Ad boker. Yochol af al hama aracha yipasel balina. You might think that if it's on the Maracha, it's going to be Nifsal. Tabalomar al-mokta al-mizbeach kol ha-layla. Right? The al-mizbeach, meaning if it's on the Maracha, it's not a problem. But if it's next to the Maracha, you know, then it's not going to be, it's the, what? Right. Next to the, well, that's the, well, this talks about, right, other spots, exactly. But the Mikdash David extends that. V'lo yalin e'lina el b'nam ha-shachar v'chulu, and he continues. But exactly, right, this is Rashi's taking a stand. Okay, here we go. So, hey, what exactly is the case here regarding what's the nafkamina if lina is nifsal? It's there. What are you doing with it? So it's just going to keep burning. So what's the nafkamina? Say, is it that you shouldn't? It doesn't come down off the mizbeach. So obvious. Hashdalanu ba'azara amar delo yerdu. We said if something's in the azara and then it went up by mistake, it doesn't come down. So if a rosh hashem is back me boy, of course it's already up there. You're not going to bring it down. So if ala biyardu, it must be that it came down. It came down. And now the question is, Rashi adds in, la'achar amur hashachar. It came down after amur hashachar. So now the question is, l'shulchan midamin ala, do we compare it to the shulchan? Ditznan, as the Mishnah says, afilu hein ala shulchan yamim rabim ein b'kaklum. The Mishnah says, even if it's on, let's say I didn't take it off 1 week. So it doesn't become nifsal if it's as long as it's still on the shulchan. So do we say it's like that? Oh, dilma lakarka midamina. No. It's lakarka, Rashi adds in, lakarka azara midamina le. You compare it, Rashi, to haritzpas binyan ikamosa. Velo klishares kasholchan. Right, we had earlier that the mizbeach might be called karka, not klishares. And therefore, maybe you wouldn't say that this mizbeach protects it. And therefore, it would be subject to lina. That's the question. Some more answers. Amar lei, ein lina b'rosh ha'mizbeach. Ein lina, meaning it's kosher. It's kosher even if it comes down. You can put it back up. It's like the shulchan. Kibla mine olo, kibla mine olo. Did Rava, who asked this question to Rava, so did he accept the answer? So Tashma, as we will see, no. De itmar, evarim shalanu bazara. Mekatev ole kol alayla. Evarim that were lawn in the azara. So then, makata v'hole, kol alayla, then you could burn them the entire night and put them up. Lon b'roshos ha'mizbeach, makata v'holech, la'olam. But if they're on the top of the mizbeach, you could be makta them forever. Yardu, if they then came down, rabba amar yalu, rabba amar lo yalu. So you see, shvamina lo kid lamine, shvamina. Rabba did not accept that. Once they came down, even if they were lon b'roshos ha'mizbeach, one is not allowed to put it back up. Therefore, there is lina, according to Rava. So, machlokes, Rava. Interesting machlokes that many are familiar with, not as much from Zvachim Pezayin, but maybe from Brachas Daf Beis. And that is, remember the Mishnah in Brachas Daf Beis, there's a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. About, we know that there is a halacha that we're supposed to say Kriyat Shema before Chatzos. Right, first Mishnah in Shas. Supposed to say Kriyat Shema before Chatzos. But the Gemara quotes, the Mishnah there quotes a couple of other halachos about all night and lama amar chacham al chatzos kedi laharchik asada min ha'avera. So remember the Rashi, the last Rashi on the first Mishnah there in Shas. Rashi quotes kedi laharchik asada min ha'avera va'asrim b'achilah kodesh ba'anam kedei shelo yavolach lo achamar ha'shachar. Right? You have to eat it before chatzos, so you don't come to eating it after Amudah Shachar, v'yischayev kares. V'chein b'kriyashma, lazari zesa'adam. Shalo yomar, yesh liot shos, u'bidokach yal Amudah Shachar, v'avar lo azman. That's two out of three. By kriyashma and by achilas kachim. What about hector chalavim v'evarim? Is there a lechachila to burn the evarim u'pidarim before chatzos? Machlokas Rashi Rampa. Rashi. V'hector chalavim diktani hacha, lo amru bo chacham mar chatzos klal. The Rabbana never said they have to finish that by chatzos. Right? What does our Gemara say right here? Right? Kol halayla. Mekatev holet kol halayla. Rashi would say that's even to Rabbanan. Kol halayla. There's no halacha burning it before chatzos. V'lo naka luhu hacha elo lohodiya shekol dara anoig halayla kasher kol halayla. The only reason that it brought in Hector Chalavim in the first Mishnah, it doesn't have to do with Kedila Harchei Gatsa Adam, is to teach us that it's kol halayla, just like the Gemara in Mishnah Megillah Daf Chaf. Teaches us also. That is Rashi. If you look in the Rambam argues. The Rambam in Maisa Karbanos in Perak Dalet Halacha Beis. The Rambam says clearly. Anything who karvu matirav, the zrika was done before during the day. You have that night to burn it. Ketzad zvachim shenizrak daman biyom matir nimurim balayla ad sheyala morashachar. V'chenei varei ha'olos, matir nasa v'alayla sh'yalav v'nashachar, u'kedei la'harchik min ha'pshia, amru chachamim, she'en matir na'imur v'varei ha'ola, ela ad chatzos ha'layla. Right, the Rambam says, Hector chalav v'varim is also until chatzos l'chatchila. Right, would you go as far, we've quoted in the past, that unbelievable deya in Rabbeinu Yonah on the first staff in Brachas. Right, so what happens, right, when the Rabbi Gamliel came home and told his children, say it, the Zeb so say it, it was only a gzera. Would we ever say that if you come home and afterwards that the Rabbana were mafia the time for Kriya Shema? And you wouldn't say Kriya Shema. The Mafkia, the Rabbana have that power to knock out mitzvos, right? That's the sugya of Long Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, Shacholeis B'Shavis, and many other times. The Rabbana have the power to knock out the time for a mitzvah. So here, there is one day that maybe that you wouldn't say Kriya Shema. Would you say that here? Hector Chalom Evarim. So Lachara would be the same thing. But either way, this is the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. What's the Nekudas of machlokas? So Pashup Shah Rashi says it's a Gzeir of Karis. Right, Gzeir of Karis. Eating no sir is Karis. Kriyashma is very serious. So the more serious of an Isser or of a mitzvah, that's why we would have a Gzeir. What's here? Hector Chalom Evarim. It's a bittul mitzvah. If I'm not maktirid on time, bittul mitzvah, so maybe that's why. We're not talking about any achila here. Right? We're talking about the bittul mitzvah. So maybe that's the reason for Rashi. The Rambam would hold, no, the ikar is that you don't violate Baal Tullin. Right? So you don't violate Baal Tullin by Haktara or by creating Nosar and by Kriyashma, then it'll be more flexible. So therefore it would apply even by the others. Again, there are other Rishonim on other sides, same sides of the issue. The Rashba seems to say like the Rashi and others hold like the Rambam. The Beis Halevi has a discussion on this. Just give you the Marmako. The Beis Halevi in Chelak Aleph, Siman Lamed Vav. That's where he discusses this Rashi, Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. We'll leave that for now. Okay, let's continue. Just one other ha'ara, and that is the talking about the l'shulchan medamin on love. We know the mitzvah of shulchan. We'll get to the Shem a little bit later as well, hopefully. But there's no separate mitzvah of building the shulchan, of being mesad to the shulchan, of the lechem and eating the lechem upon. No, not all. There's not separate mitzvahs. They're included in all the mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of achilas mincha. There's a mitzvah of achilas karbanos. And separate mitzvah of achilas mincha, that we mentioned before also, the Rambam and Maisa Karbanos and Perek Yud, where the Rambam discusses at the beginning, the different levels of, even within a perfect example of, within a mitzvah on a daraisa level, there are different levels. On a daraisa level. The Rambam says b'feirush, the Rambam and Perek Yud, achilas achatas v'ha'asha mitzvah zaseh. So the mitzvah zaseh daraisa for the kohanim to eat the chatas and the asham. Shenemar, v'achlu asam asher kupar bahem, ha'kohanim ochlim u'baylam iskaper. Vihu hadin l'shar kachim she'ochlen akonim achilas on mitzvah. So it's clearly a second tier. What about the parts of the shlamim that the chazay and the shok, right? The zerol l'chaim and the keva, right? Shlamim and the other karbanas chulin also that you have to give the chazay and the shok from the shlamim and the zerol l'chaim and the keva from the other animals. All the manas gunas, that's not karban. That's separate from a chulin. But let's say at least the chazay and the shok. So the Rambam has that also. Chabas and Hashem, that's a mitzvah zaseh. And when it comes to the other is not. That's one mitzvah. V'chein achilas shiari minchas, ha-menachas, mitzvah zaseh. Also, the shiraim of the karban mincha, not of the minchas kohanim. That's kulo kalil taktar. But the kohanim, the minchas of Yisrael. Sheneamar v'anasaras v'mena yachlu aron v'anav. So, two separate mitzvahs, but the Rambam clearly in the first one has different levels. It's included in this, lechem apanim, is also included in the mitzvah zaseh of eating a karban mincha. There's no separate mitzvah to be misader and to build and to eat. It's all one mitzvah. There is a mitzvah of lechem apanim. The Sefer Chinuch has this, following the Rambam. Obviously, the Rambam, the Chinuch in mitzvah zaseh, tzadi zayin. The mitzvah of the seder lechem apanim, ulevona. And putting the Lavona there. Remember we had earlier the fascinating comparison that taking the Lavona off of the Shulchan is like Kmitza. It's like Kmitza. Remember the Gemara earlier had said, how do I know that I could do Kmitza inside the Heichal? Because you could take the Lavona off of the Shulchan. That's Kmitza. And that's what you have to burn. Yeah, just like by a regular Mincha. When I do actually Kmitza and I burn that. And we had earlier, remember by a Nidava, Shemen Nidava. Shemen Shemen, Misadev Adam Shemen. So you have to do Kemitza there too. How do you do Kemitza? We had a Machlokas. Do you just pour a little bit off? Do you actually do Kemitza with the oil? Right? That's what it sounds like from one Tosfos. But, that's the Lavona also. The Lavona is on the Lechem Apanim. And there's the Sever Mitzvah Zaseh. Lo Hasim Bebeis HaMikdash Lefnei Hashem Lechem Tamid. That's the Mitzvah. Pazik says in Truma, V'nasata al Shulchan Lechem Panim Lefanai Tamid. To put Lechem Apanim there, Mishar Shea Mitzvah, and that's where the Sefer Chinuch discusses that we want to have bracha in our bread. So that's why we do a mitzvah with bread. The more that we do a mitzvah with a chefza, so that should reflect that we want bracha in the bread. Right? Literally the bread. That's where maybe the phrase comes from. Right? We want the dough. Right, that's we want Hashem to be our dough to be mizbarech. Mishar she mitzvah shetzivanu akel baruchu mitzvah tfindis b'lechem every day, even though you only act once a week, but every day it's there. Ulefize lefishe bo yichyeh adam v'yalkein sarech elav lihios bracha mitzuya bo tamid. If we do a mitzvah with this, then Hashem will bless that. V'umitoch eskenu bo lekayem ala mitzvah Hashem yizbarech through our esek in it. Yeah, haratzon v'habracha chalim aleinu yisbarach b'me'enu. In our innards, we'll have the bracha. Ki b'chol she'oseh bo ha'adam ratzon Hashem yisbarach, bo him yisbarach. With everything that we do ratzon Hashem with that, we will get a bracha in. We do mitzvahs with our house, so Hashem will give us a bracha in our house. We do mitzvahs with our money, Hashem will give us a bracha in our money. So we do mitzvah with our bread on national level, the lechem apanim, so Hashem will give us a bracha. Ulefi kol inyan ve'inyan, sheyasim magamas panav u'machshavosav, va'asakav bidvar mitzvah, lefihen ma'ayan ha'bracha noveya alav. Right? It's like a pool that will overflow. And he quotes the Ramban, and he quotes the Gemara. Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin says it's beferish. Havil lafanai Omer bePesach kedesh yizbarach lohem tefuah shebesados nisku lafanai mayim bechag. So you have a bracha with the water, right? Each one, and then the most interesting one is what should we do? Tiku lafanai shofar beRosh Hashanah kedesh lizkar kedesh yizchak. Right, we are ne'akad ourselves, and we'll have a bracha because it's as if we're okayed. Where did Akedah Yisrael come up in this Masechta so far? Where did we have Akedah? Right, we have to try to remember. Remember when they came up by Bayesheni, they weren't sure, or the Gemara said, how do they know where the Mizbeach was? Where the base of Midrash was, they could see the foundation marks. Where did they know the Mizbeach was? The Gemara had 3 days. Where the Mizbeach was? So either they saw Michael, the Malach, you know, up in Shamayim, right, Keneged that. Number two, they saw Afro Shel Yitzchak. They saw number two. And the third, if you remember, they smelled the Reach Ivarim in that spot. Instead of the Reach Nichoach of the Ktaris. Instead of the Reach Ktaris, they smelled the Reach Ivarim, the different days. Akedah Yitzchak. Okay, either way, let's get back to our discussion. So that was the Shiloh. Do you compare it to Shulchan or Karka? And the Gemara had a Machlokes ending up. Good, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Kishem Shabbos Veach Bekadish V'chulu. The Mishnah had said, back on yesterday's daf, just like the Mizbeach is Mekadesh es Haroilo, so too the Kevesh, the ramp. The ramp is Mekadesh es Haroilo. Just like the Mizbeach and the Kevesh is Mekadesh, so too Klisharis is Mekadesh. Good. Tadar Rabbanan says the Gemara, Hanogeya ba Mizbeach, Ein li ela Mizbeach, Kevesh minayin. How do I know to include the Kevesh? Tamalomar es ha Mizbeach. Es ha Mizbeach. Interesting, the kevesh is not mentioned beferish back in Shmos, that we need a kevesh. Rashi assumes that there is. Right? We assume that whenever we think of the mizbech, how do you get to the mizbech? So Rashi assumes back in Shmos, in Berachav Zion, that there is, and the Rishonim assume that there is. But it's Rashi adds it in. Remember that long Rashi in Truma about the Karkov and the Sorig, exactly how it worked, and you gotta have think about it. So in that Rashi, he assumes it's a kevesh, right, on the south side. We had earlier, what's the mucker that it's on the south side? All the different dais. The Yerech, the thigh is on the opposite side, and the punim. So we have to come up with a drusha about where the kevesh was, because it's not mafurish, but we assume it is the kevesh's ma'akev. That we also had earlier, Gemara earlier, back on Daf Samach Beis, the Gemara discussed what's ma'akev about the Mizbeach, and what's not ma'akev about the Mizbeach. We spoke about making the Mizbeach smaller. Spoke about that earlier. Batsrei batsurei. Make it smaller, it still has the status of Mizbeach as long as the ratios stay. But the Gemara mentioned earlier, if you remember, on Daf Samach Beis, Keren, Kevesh, Yesod, Ribua, Ma'akvin. Those are can't get out of a Mizbeach without the Kronos, the Kevesh, the ramp, what we're talking about, the Yesod, around the north and the west side, and the Ribua, the fact that it's square. Midas Erko, Umidas Rachbo, Midas Komaso, Ein Ma'akvin. Right, it can make it smaller. You can't make it smaller than Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach. But Kevesh was one of the Dvarma Ma'akvin we had back in Parakachi Kachim. So, says the Gemara now again. So what's the Limud? How do you know Kevesh is included? Tamalomar Es HaMizbeach. S includes the Mizbeach. That, the Kevesh. Klisharis Minayin Tamalomar Kalan Ogea Bahem Yikdash. Anything that's Ogea Bahem in the Kli Yikdash. So S is included of the Mizbeach. So this is going according to Nechemya HaMsuni. Right, we weren't sure, right, not all the time we're sure whether we should darshan anything from the word S. Right, we darshan. He was the one. Remember, we had to come up a few times in Shas. Nechemya or Shimon Hamsuni, whatever the gear says, he darshaned every S in the Torah. He taught us that you have to darshan the word S until he came to one that he couldn't figure out what to darshan. It's Hashem Elokecha Tira. Right, what can I include in that S? Can't add on anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, what did he do? Piresh. What does that mean, Piresh? He decided it must be that S is not meant to be darshaned. If I came up with one that can't, there can't be an exception to the rule here. Right? If it must be that you're not supposed to darshan S, and until Rabbi Akiva came along, Larabos Talmud Chachamim. And we've darshaned the Dvar Musar on that often. You know, what did Rabbi Akiva have that Nechemya HaMsuni didn't have? S Larabos Talmud Chachamim, he had somebody like Nechemya HaMsuni. He had somebody in front of him that was ready to throw it away based on intellectual honesty, because he realized, you know, there's one, so it must be that whatever I've done in the past 20 years, you know, must not be worth it. Oh, l'rabo tamid chachamim. But either way, this Gemara is going like the Nechemya HaMsuni, who was the one who taught us that he's supposed to darshan Essen. S doesn't really have a translation in English. It's just a word like Sela, S. Right, you have to, that's why some of the Mefarshim in Hilchos Tefillah, when we talk about the Yerlana Davin, B'chol Lashon, Me'ikar Adin, it's a little tricky, because some words don't really have a translation. How do you translate Totafos? Right, how do you translate S? How do you translate? Okay, so sometimes we will just say that word in the other language. Okay, so Gemara says, Bo'i Minei Reish Lakish Me'i Rabbi Yochanan. Ask Reish Lakish from his Rebbe, from his brother-in-law, Klishareis Ma'oshi Kachuas Apsulin. Klisharis is Makadesh, but is it Makadesh Psulim? The Havamina here is, what's the question? Is it Makadesh Psulim, so it shouldn't have Pidyon? That it has Kedushas Haguf, and therefore you can't be Poded. Amarle Tani Tua. Well, we learned that already. That's what the Mishnah says. Kshem Shem is Beach Vahakevesh, Makadesh is Aroy Lohen, Kach Kalim Makadeshin. Right? So do Kalim are Makadesh. So the Gemara says, one second. Amarle, no, I didn't mean to ask that question. I know, of course, that it's Ein Lahem Pidyon. Once it's in the Klisharis, it can't be Poded. My question is, can it be Hukra V'Algabe HaMizbeach? Just like we say in Alu Lo Yerdu by the Mizbeach, would we say a similar idea by Klisharis? Once it's in, then you continue the Avoda. So, Hanami Tanita. Well, didn't we learn that also? We learned that also in our Mishnah, right? Shekiblu Psulim, the earlier Mishnah, when it talks about one of the Imalu Lo Yeredus. What did the Mishnah say? Shekiblu Psulim Azarku Azdamo. Right? What's the case? One of the cases that it was had Kabbalah Tadam by a Pusul, who's not allowed to do Kabbalah Tadam, and then you take the blood and you're Zorik it. So isn't this one Hemshech? Kabbalah by Epsol, and then Zrika by Epsol. So you see, you're supposed to continue the Avodah. So my law, Shekibum Psulim, Azarku Psulim. So that shows, yes, that it is Makadish Psulim. regarding continuing the akrava? The Gemara answers no, lo. It could be two different cases. Shekiblu psulin, inami shezarku psulin. So there's no raya that after it became nifsal that you continue the avoda. It could be talking about two different cases. Good. Continuing. Avir mizbeach, kim mizbeach dami olo. What about the avir of the mizbeach? We know the mizbeach is makadesh. The klisharis is makadesh. The kavesh is makadesh. What about the airspace above the mizbeach? We had earlier in the Masechta a little discussion. Is there a psul yotze if it gets too high? I mean, we spoke about if the walls aren't too high and you see the kohen from the outside, it's not appropriate. So we spoke a little bit there about nifsal beyotze going up. So what about the avir of the mizbeach right on top of the mizbeach? Does that have the status of mizbeach olo? We'll talk about kelim in a few minutes, but let's just first do this gemara. So avir mizbeach mizbeach dami olo. So tashma. Well, let's see. Tashma, the Mishnah said, kishem sham mizbeach makadesh, kach kevesh makadesh. Right, just like the mizbeach is makadesh, so too is the ramp. So lechor, we're going to compare the two. So says the Gemara, the e amrit avir mizbeach lav ke mizbeach dami. But if we say the avir of the mizbeach does not have the status of the mizbeach, so lechor, we would also say avir kevesh nami lav ke kevesh dami. Right, the air of the kevesh is not going to be more chamor. So if we say the airspace does not have the status, so then we have a problem. Why? Hechen masik le mi kevesh le mizbeach havi le yorud. How would we ever bring something up from the kevesh itself? Right, there are certain times, right, we learned in the Mishnayos and Maseches Tamid, they would put something on the kevesh, they would go around to say Kriya Shema, and then they bring it up. How would you ever bring it up from the kevesh to the mizbeach? When you pick it up from the kevesh, it goes into the avira kevesh, so now it's ke'ilu, it's off the mizbeach. It's Yarud. And now we're going to bring it back on top of the Mizbeach? Is that what that works? Right? So it must be, says the Gemara, that's not true. So maybe, you know, it's, you say Avram Mizbeach, Kim Mizbeach Dami. Right? So how would you ever bring it up? And halach is im Yaradu lo Yalu, as we had earlier. And here we would be doing it every time we would pick it up. Gemara answers, okay, Dunagale. Maybe you'd always have to drag it. You have to drag it on the floor, not pick it up. Which is very unusual. Everything they ever bring up for the kevesh, they're going to have to drag.
No.
When you bring it to the mizbeach from the kevesh, I'm saying, but every time that is done, that transfer is going to have to drag, which is somewhat unusual. That's the Gemara's suggestion. So the Gemara says, but 1 second, that's also not going to work. V'ha avir yesh bein kevesh la'mizbeach. There's a little airspace in between. So even when you're dragging it, right, it's going to be on top, so you're already going to be pasulit. The Gemara says, no. Ruba, it's so thin, that airspace. Ruba la kevesh ke kevesh, ruba la mizbeach mizbeach. Maybe we'll say no. While the first part of it dragging it is still going to be mostly on the kevesh, we'll say ruba kakulo on the kevesh. And then we'll say ruba kakulo on the mizbeach, so there won't be a problem. So Gemara says, okay, but if that's true, maybe if you take that approach to this type of reality, so then you've answered another question from elsewhere. Tiv showed meha, so that proof from here, hadabai Rabbi Rachama, what Rabbi Rachama else elsewhere. Yesh chibur la olin, olo. Is there chibur for olin? What does that mean? Do we look at every part of the aver, of the basar, everything that goes up in the mizbeach, do we look at it in incremental forms? Every part of it is separate, what the Gemara calls mifris, and Rashi here explains. It's separate, or do we look at it as units? So here, obviously, it's a unit. Because we're saying, if most of it is on the kevesh, that's rov. You define the whole item. So Tif showed the Yesh Chibur. Should prove for me that the Yesh Chibur. Where our answer is, correct. Hello, Kasha. Tif showed. Good. It would be a proof. And therefore, we would have a raya from there. Again, there's more to talk about, but I can't, let's just finish because we're in the middle of a conversation, middle of a discussion. Matzav Rava Barav Chanan. But 1 second. The E Amrit. So what have we defended? That it could be, there's no proof, right? We wanted to prove Avir must be Kavir. We say, no, maybe it's talking about you drag it and you go by the Rove. So Gemara says, the E Amrit Avir Mizbeach Kimizbeach Dami. I have another proof. If you say Avir Mizbeach is Kimizbeach, then Olas Ha'of. We know the Olas Ha'of. Where do we do the Malika of the Olas Ha'of? Remember, Chatas Ha'of was done on the southwest of the Mizbeach. Olas Ha'of is done on the southeast. You go up, remember Olas Ha'of is done, you go up to the Sovev, and you do Malika right there, and you do Mitsui on the southeast corner of the Mizbeach. And we know, we had earlier, that there's a concept called Pigol. If I do the Malika, L'shem, Chutz L'zmano, that would be mefagel a carbon. Ask the Gemara, how would that ever happen? Why would that be called pigel? You're going to think that you're going to be makterit lamachar, but being makterit lamachar, according to this, would be allowed. Why? Because I'm doing the malika in the avir hamizbeach. So it's there, and if we say, if it's there, im alu lo yerdu. So if yamid avir mizbeach mizbeach tami, ola sa'ov tepasla b'machshava, heichim ishkachas la, halkota mizbeach. And Rashi explains, what does this mean? We would allow to be makterit tomorrow. If you can be makterit tomorrow, then a machshava to be makterit tomorrow can't passel. Right, look at Rashi for a moment. Hakolta mizbeach, heichim ishkachas la, third to last skinny line in Rashi. Heichim ishkachas la, tepasel b'machshava chutz lazmano. When would we ever have a case that a machshava chutz lazmano will passel? And we know it does. We had that in the Mishnahs earlier. Hakolte avir hamizbeach. The mizbeach already was collated. The air, de inami, I mean, alina mo'elas brosh mizbeach. Even if you say lina is mo'elas and affects it, v'kayim zez machshavaso, and you wait till lamachar. But still, if it's still up there, you're allowed to burn it. Skip a few words. V'kivan debas haktara machar lechad filahi. Am I possible? But machshavas haktaras machar. If you're going to be able to be makter tomorrow, then a machshava thinking about being makter tomorrow is not going to possible it. So when would you ever have a case of pigel, a pigel thought by an olas ha'of? Answers the Gemara. Why? I can think of a case. Masgal v'resimi barashi alamalo. What's the problem? Why not? Mishkachas v'akid going to Amar. Hareni molka amanas lo read the lamachar. V'lalos v'lachtira. Amanas that I'm going to bring it down. So if you bring it down, im yardu lo yalu. So then it's not going to be allowed to be makdirid. And that's the machshava that you have. Says the Gemara, well, that only works for one opinion, based on the Ibaya we had earlier. Hani chala Rava da Amar lina mo'elas brosha mizbeach. That works for Rava, that even if it's on top of the mizbeach, it passels it. So when it goes down, you're not allowed to bring it back up. So then you could come up with a hechi timsi. Ela la Rava Amar ein lina mo'elas brosha mizbeach. But according to Rava, who says that if it's on the mizbeach, it is forever kosher. And therefore, even if it goes down, bring it back up. So less al machshava, so then you have a problem, because any type of machshava lahakter lamachar is going to still be kosher. You're allowed to be machterit, because lina ain lina moelas. Sigmara says, no, I can think of a nafkamina there too. La rabba nami mishkachas la, kigon da amar, hareni molcha manas la rida, kodim amurashachar. Ula lo salachar amurashachar. Right, lina is, the critical moment is amurashachar. So if you think about taking it back down before, then even Rabba, who says, Ein lina mo'elas, this lina would be, because it's not on the Mizbeach, at the moment, the important moment of the lina, and therefore that is the machshava that can be thought about. So at this stage, at this point, we came up with an ukimta, and therefore we don't have a proof. We still don't have a proof that you're not forced to say one or the other. We're not finished yet, but that's what we have at that moment. Just to mention, okay, we're talking about a lot of different kalim. We're talking about the clay shares being Makadesh. We're talking about the Mizbeach. Just to mention, again, another general thought that we can mention often, but we haven't mentioned it in a while. And that is, there's no separate mitzvah. There is not a separate mitzvah to build any of the kalim. The Shulchan, or the clay shares, or the Mizbeach. No separate mitzvah except for one. At least according to one of the Rishonim. According to one of the Rishonim, the Ramban. The Ramban says there's a separate mitzvah to build the Aron. For Asu Aron. Separate mitzvah. None of the other, all the other kelim are included either in the mitzvah, meaning building the shulchan. That might be included in Vasu Li Mikdash. It might be included in Sidur Lechem Apanim. In order to be Mitzvah Lechem Apanim, you have to build a shulchan in order to be, put the Lechem Apanim on it. But either way, it's included in one of the other mitzvahs. But the Ramban says, Aron is separate. Why is Aron separate? Why is Aron separate? This is the Ramban Lishitaso. The Ramban, in the Machlokas, we mentioned way back, back on Daf Yud Zayin, the Machlokas are Levisha's Big Day Kahuna. Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether there's a separate mitzvah saseh to wear the Big Day Kahuna. Right? One mitzvah. Right? Other Gaonim count two. Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyo. But the Rambam counts one mitzvah Lamed Gimel, to wear the begadim. And the Ramban says, a separate mitzvah to wear the begadim? That's just Hechsher Avoda. It's Hechsher Avoda. You don't have to count a separate mitzvah to wear the begadim. It's just Hechsher Avoda. Just like the Ramban says, you don't count building any of the kalim. It's just a Hechsher Avoda. The point is to do the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? That's the Ramban's assumption. The whole purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is to do the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, all these kalim are included in the Avoda of the Ola, and the Avoda of the Shlamim, and the Avoda of the Ktores, all of them. But then the Ramban says, but by an Aron I'm stuck. because there's no avoda by the Aron. You don't do anything by the Aron. You just put it there. Right? By Sheni, there was no avoda that was missing. You can't even say that the blood on Yom Kippur is using the Aron, because in Bayi Sheni they did it without an Aron. Right? It was empty, and they still did it. Haraya, you don't need the Aron to do the avoda, even of the Kodesh Kodashim. So that's why the Ramban is forced to say that Binyan Ha'aron is a separate mitzvah, because there's no avoda to be done. That's why he has to count it as a separate mitzvah. The Rambam counts Hechshar Avodas. Right? The Rambam counts separately. So once you count some, so you don't have to. So you can say everything is included in Vasuli Mikdash. Because it's not that you're going to count something that's not avoda. Maybe it goes to the root of, maybe there's a different focuses of what the purpose of the mikdash was. Hashras hashchina, avoda, makam avoda. Again, we don't have time to go through it all now, but that's the discussion of the Rambam and the Ramban, and it goes through a number of machlokos. Do you count Levishas Begadim? Do you count Aron separately? Basically, mikdash, everybody counts. Right? The Rambam in Mitzvah Chaf says, Sivano Livros base avoda, bo yeh ha-hakrava v'havaras eishtamid, ve'elav yeh ha-halicha v'ha-aliyah l'regel v'akibas b'chalashana. The Rambam adds in other reasons, not just the makam avoda. He also adds in aliyah l'regel. And then he says, v'kfar bi'arnu, shezeh ha-klal u'kolel chalakim, v'sheha menorah, v'ha-shulchan, v'ha-mizbeach, v'kulam e'michelke mikdash, so the Rambam says, all of them are included in Vasuli Mikdash. Maybe other Rishonim might include it in the Avoda of those Kalim, not Dafke in the Vasuli Mikdash. Either way, but this is one of the points that come up often, but again, it comes up right here too. B'ezras Hashem, tomorrow's Daf. Tomorrow's Tom Kamet, we'll get back to Levishas Begadim. Right, the Gemara that maybe should have appeared back in Yud Zayin Yud Ches, the first time we spoke about it, but it points here how every Begad is Mechaper on a different Avera that comes up at tomorrow's Daf. The last Daf is Zvech LaKadesh, and then we'll start the world of Tam Nishchat, which brings us back to all the different Karbanos, comparing them, what comes first, what comes in Tam Nishchat, that's the Kolatadir, not Tam Nishchat, that's Mzachah, Kolatadir, I'm sorry, Kolatadir, which is all about the different Karbanos that are compared to each other. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Hashem. We will continue next time.